I'm Tim Marriott, and I played Tigger Thompson, in Hello, Hello, a British airman, who came over to France to rescue Renee and Edith, and, to rescue the British airmen, but I should say, but, they disguised themselves, and I ended up rescuing Renee and Edith instead. So I was a pretty useless British airman, or British airman, I should say. I was working on a series called The Britass Empire that I did for 7 years, at the BBC, playing the, Gavin, one half of the Tim and Gavin duo, and, Mike Stevens was our director and producer, and he did that, I think he did that whole series of Hello, Hello, and I think he was trying to give me a bit more experience of television and thought it would be a bit of fun to have me on that program. And so another person on that cast, in the British cast with me, Harriet Thorpe, she and I both did that episode. It was fantastic. It was great to be, because we were quite, I can't remember what the year was, 93, 94. It was quite early days for us, for Britass. So it was really good to be part of something that was really long running, to get a feel of what that was like. And frankly, to meet a few heroes. I loved Hello, Hello when it was great to be a part of it. Furthermore, one of the cast was at school with me years and years and years before. Richard Gibson, the hair flick, was a bit senior to me at school. I think it was in his last year when I arrived. And he knew I was very keen on my drama when I arrived at school. And he kind of gave me a little, he looked after me a little bit when I first appeared at that school. And so to link up with him again, was marvellous. It was a really, really wonderful experience. That was part of the benefit of doing it, really, was that if I'd been on location, then I would have just been there for the day, and I wouldn't have really got to know any of the other cast or had spent any time with them. And because I was there for a week, you know, that really gave an opportunity to meet one or two of them and spend some time with them. And actually, there was a little bit of crossover, because John D. Collins, who was one of the British airmen, I think he came across and did an episode of Britass for us, and Guy Siner, wonderful, wonderful guy. So did one of my most favourite episodes of Britass as well. He came across and he played a psychiatrist who had to try and deal with Mr. Britass. And he was absolutely wonderful. People forget when people are playing running characters in sitcoms, these are actually really consummate actors who can play any number of roles. You know, they're not to be typecast and written off for their hair flick turn or their Rene turn or whatever. And people like that, John D. Collins, Guy Siner, you know, those kind of people, Preston Cook, really have long, long CVs doing extraordinary work. But what we know them for is Hello, Hello. It's one of those bizarre things. So there was a nice bit of crossover going on because we shared that producer. A great thing to do because we all rehearsed as well. We used to rehearse at what we used to call the North Acton Hilton. The rehearsal rooms, North Acton, we'd rehearse in the same spaces. So we all kind of knew the same places to go, the same cafeteria for lunch and that kind of thing. And in those days, all those shows would be recorded at the Television Centre, it's gone now, and that kind of routine of recording to a live audience at Television Centre doesn't happen anymore, which is a real shame. Because that was a real event in itself. It's a bit like doing, if anybody knows what Weekly Rep is, you're doing a different play every week in repertory theatre. It was a bit like that, doing a running series. Doing a different episode every week was like doing a different theatre show, and you turn up on the Friday or the Saturday, whatever your record day was, into the theatre space, into the studio space, and it was the same each week. And you'd give your performance to a live audience. So it was quite a theatrical feel to sitcoms in those days, and the laughter you'd hear on them would be genuine. And Hello, Hello used to bring the house down every night. Great fun. Sam! Yeah, well, I don't think we really had a great deal to do with Gordon Kaye and Combs, bizarrely enough, because they were kind of they weren't as social perhaps as some of the others. Sam Kelly I knew a bit and got to talk to a bit. He's a really entertaining fellow. But I think when you're carrying a show, so much like Gordon was. You know, there's just you've got the day to day remembering your lines apart from everything else. You don't really have as much time for the interaction that perhaps those with carrying a bit less of the show had more time for, should we say. Gordon was you know, as I say, his response, he was responsible for the show, or certainly felt he was. So we perhaps had a little bit less to do with him. Sam Kelly, there's a great story about Sam Kelly you've probably heard many, many, many times. Because he had that extraordinary voice. Can you do it? Can you do the voice that Sam Kelly had?
It's up there, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's up there.
And there's a story he told me. I don't know whether it's true. I think he told me this story. Was that he did that for the pilot episode. Not really expecting it to run. How many series did it run for? 127? Something ridiculous. How many series did it run for? So he did this
for us up there.
He did it for one episode and was stuck with it forever and a day. That's quite hard to maintain, I think. So he was good value. She was very pleasant. They're all very welcoming. Everybody there was very, very pleasant to us and made us feel very at home. Cause we were, you know, me and Harriet, we're very much, the junior kids on the block then, really. We, you know, Lolo had been running for years and we were relatively new. So it was really nice to be welcomed. I remember we used to, they introduced us to the, tradition, I think it was of, you probably know this better than I do, because other people have probably told you. This tradition of having egg and chips, I think it was, before the show. We had to go up to the cafeteria and have egg and chips. They used to say, you can't be funny until you've had your egg and chips. I'm not sure if there's any truth in it, but it certainly seemed to work for them.
Okay.
I think there are those who tell you that you can't be funny until you've had a pint or two. I don't subscribe to that one. I think egg and chips is probably better. I loved Herr Flick, obviously. I just love the his character was great fun. And to be laughing at a Gestapo officer in a leather coat, I mean, that's just, I mean, how they managed to make us do that. I don't think anybody could do that now. I mean, say something that was really genuinely horrific. I mean horrific. And to make comedy out of it was really the most extraordinarily clever feat. I don't know how they did that. So he was a favorite, but I love Sue Hodge, Mimi, wasn't it? Mimi, she played. She's very, and Vicky Michelle, they were brilliant. Kirsten Cook, who really had the catch line of the whole show. Listen very carefully, I'll say this only once. And she was terrific. You know, how many? Arthur Bostrom, good moon. different episodes made me laugh in different ways. It'd be very hard to pick a favourite. I loved the British Airmen, of course I did. And it was a joy to be one of them just for a day. It was fantastic. Rather sorry I didn't bring Tigger Thompson back, actually. I rather enjoyed being Tigger Thompson. Fluff, 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 fluff. It was great fun. I don't think I've seen the episode, since it went out. I think there's an extract of it, on one of the Britas, threads or something. I might have seen a little bit of my bit, but I haven't seen the episode for ages. Royalties. I don't think I'm going to be paying off my mortgage just yet. I don't think it's really worth waiting up for. There might be a couple of quid in it. I might be able to buy you a coffee. That's that. Memories of working on the episode, apart from the egg and chips, that stayed with me. It was interesting also because British was a smaller cast. We had seven regulars, I think. And they seemed to have hundreds. So I think my memory was really, it sounds awful, it sounds like a terrible cliche, but to be welcomed into that big family, that gives you a bit of a warm glow when you think back at that, remember that. Because it can't always be easy to do. Like I, you know, when you're carrying a big show and like I've referenced, you know, you've got a lot to think about, be in the right place, learn the lines, say them in the right order. and to be welcoming some stranger, who's a bit gauche and a bit naive, into your midst and make them feel very welcome, I think was, you know, was really, I'm not sure how usual that is. And so when I think back and I think of nothing really that specific, but I just think about, I think of it with affection, should we say. I remember that week with affection. It was only a week. 5 days or so, but I remember it very warmly. Jeremy Lloyd I met, yes. I remember him briefly. He was very charming. Gosh, you're going back a long, long time. Very affable, very friendly, which was great. We didn't really have a great deal to do with the writers. And of course, you know, I wasn't the biggest fish in the pond in those days. So, or even now, or ever. So I probably wouldn't have, merited a great deal of attention. But I remember, I seem to remember him driving a big Rolls Royce, but I don't know if that's accurate or not. Don't know why I would remember that. Don't know why I would even know that. I seem to remember having a blue and silver Rolls Royce. I don't know why that leaps into my mind from 100 years ago, but it does. No, no. Do you think I did something wrong? no, I wasn't. I'd love to have been. I did do some other, episodes of other sitcoms. I did an episode of a thing called, I did episodes of sitcoms that never saw the light of day ever again. I did, an episode of something called An Actor's Life for Me, with John Gordon Sinclair, which was great, but that never went anywhere very, very much. I don't think. I did very well as a radio series, but didn't quite translate to television. And then I did, a Carl and Lane series called Love. And I was brought in to just do one episode as the wonderful Sue Johnston's, solicitor. And there was talk of doing more on that. But that sadly foundered as well. That didn't go anywhere as well. And when Britas came to an end, I did a pilot of something else and developed a couple of scripts with a couple of friends that got quite close to happening at the BBC. And it never quite happened for me. So I must have been doing something terribly wrong. But it worked out pretty well for me in the end. I actually left the business in 2000, and went into education. And that was really good for me. It was a really good move. So it's quite funny talking about, the sitcom world now, because I haven't really been a part of it for a very, very, very long time. It feels like a different lifetime altogether. And here I am on the seafront on the South Coast now, which is where I got my teaching job, and I've been ever since. And it's been, it'd be lovely to go back and do something like that again now, but I don't think that world exists anymore. Sitcoms nowadays tend to be made by independent companies, and I'm not sure that they're often made in front of the studio audience in the same way anymore. They're not invested in the same way over a long period of time. Like Britus, I'm not sure about Hello Hello either, but I'm sure Britus wouldn't survive now. You know, I think our first series did okay, but didn't do as well as they might have hoped. And nowadays, it would have the plug pulled on it. You know, the BBC invested long and kept us going, and we ended up with 13 million viewers. You know, which was extraordinary. Not quite, like Hello Hello at its peak, but we did pretty well. And I said, I don't think that world really exists anymore. I don't know, really. I'm not part of it anymore. If anybody's out there and wants to give me another shot at it, I'd be glad to hear from you, in my dotage, in my retirement here on the South Coast, walking up and down the seafront with my dogs. Love to have a bit of a distraction from it. Thank you for having me.